KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We'll look for a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the filing deadline has passed for those wanting to be included on the ballot for the November 3rd city elections here in Cass County. In Lewis and Wyota, there will be races to fill a limited number of seats on the city council, while a mayor's race will be featured in Oneida. Other than that, there are no contested races in the other cities. Public measures will also be on the ballot for voters to decide in four of the eight cities in Cass County. In Atlantic, all four incumbent council persons have filed for re-election. They include Dana Halder at large, Chris Jimerson for the 1st Ward, Linda Hartkoff in the 4th Ward, and Ashley Hayes in the 3rd Ward, and Dick Cassidy, who was appointed by Mayor Dave Jones earlier this year to fill a vacancy in the 5th Ward, is on the ballot. There are no challengers for those respective seats. Incumbent Stuart Dusenberry also filed papers for an open seat on the Parks and Rec Board in Atlantic. He's also unopposed. In Oneida, Ben Dauphinbaugh and Timothy Miller will vie for the title of mayor. Incumbents Thomas Harris and Jeff Bonsack have filed to run for two open seats on the Oneida City Council. In Cumberland, incumbent Mayor Nancy Virginia Coughlin is unopposed for re-election, while incumbent Sandra Eversall and Scott W. Becker are running for two seats on the Cumberland City Council. Catherine Landstreet Howard is unopposed in her run to fill a vacancy seat for the city council, so again, there are no contested races in Cumberland. In Griswold, no one filed to run for mayor, so the position will come down to a write-in vote. Incumbents Ryan Askelin and Lisa Cook, along with Carmen Sorensen, are running unopposed for three open seats on the city council in Griswold. And voters there will also be asked to decide on a public measure asking if the city should change a mayor's term from 2 years to 4 years. In Lewis, John Mosier is unopposed in his bid for mayor, while five candidates, including incumbent Dwayne Scott Anderson, Leroy Easter, Marvin Bradfield, Christy Bassett, and Nona Erickson are running for just three open seats on the council. Lewis voters will also decide on a measure which asks about a levy, not to exceed 27 cents per $1,000 of assessed value of taxable property, be authorized for public library services. In Marnie, incumbent Mayor Randy Baxter is running unopposed for re-election. There are three incumbents, Alan Cranston, Lori Holste, and Angela Redler, along with Michael Jensen and Kyle Fredrickson, are running for five open seats on the council, so there's not a contested race there. In Messina, incumbent Mayor Linda Reinicke is unopposed for re-election, while incumbents Kevin and Adam McCunn have filed for re-election to one of three seats on the city council, with Micah Lee running in an appointed position on the council. In Wyota, incumbent Ford Lillard is running again for mayor, and there will be a three-way race for two seats on the city council, with incumbents John Schwarty competing against Stephen Havens and Jim Fisher. The Montgomery County Auditor's Office reminds voters in that county that 5 p.m. Friday, October 23rd, is the deadline to pre-register to vote in the regular city election. This applies to registration in person, including registration at driver's license stations or agencies, or by mail. After October 23rd, a person may register to vote at the Auditor's Office and vote an absentee ballot. The process is the same for registering to vote on Election Day, and specific documentation must be provided. If possible, they ask you to please register before Election Day. On Friday, October 30th at 5 p.m., that's the deadline for you to request an absentee ballot to be mailed for the regular city election. Tuesday, November 3rd is Election Day. The polls will be open in Montgomery County from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Polling places in that county include the Red Oak Gold Fair Building, Red Oak Fire Station, First Christian Church, Elliott Community Building, Stanton Fire Department, the Grant Fire Department, and Villisca Community Building. Persons requesting absentee ballots by mail should complete their requests as soon as possible and return them to the auditor's office. Absentee ballot requests will be filled as soon as the ballots are available. Montgomery County Auditor's Office is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. But if you have questions about voter registration, absentee ballots, or voting, you can call the auditor's office at 712-623-5127 or visit them on the web at montgomerycountyiowa.com. In other news, the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a rollover accident Thursday morning resulted in possible unknown injuries to the only occupant of the vehicle, but that person was not transported to the hospital. Officials say 28-year-old Lindsay Cottrell of Creston was driving a car eastbound on Highway 34 north of Kent just after 4 a.m. Thursday when the car went out of control and drifted onto the shoulder. Cottrell overcorrected, sending the car into the south ditch where it hit a fence and rolled over before landing on its wheels. Damage from the crash amounted to $3,750. And a man from Afton and a teenager from Osceola reported minor possible injuries following an accident Wednesday afternoon on Highway 34. 18-year-old Zachary Carlo was traveling west on the highway at around 4:50 p.m. when a trailer being pulled by Carlo's pickup truck began to fishtail. The action caused Carlo to lose control of the pickup, which entered the north ditch and rolled over, causing the trailer, which was loaded with an unregistered pickup truck, to separate from its tow vehicle. The unregistered pickup then became separated from the trailer and came to rest in the ditch. Zachary Carlo, who was wearing his seatbelt, was ejected through a side window of the pickup. His passenger, 17-year-old Carly Kistler of Osceola, who was wearing a seatbelt, suffered unknown possible injuries. Neither was transported to the hospital. Damage in that crash amounted to $5,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Thursday issued a report on some recent arrests. At around 1:20 a.m. Thursday, 22-year-old Miguel Magana of Schuyler, Nebraska, was arrested on Bungie Road for criminal mischief in the third degree. His bond was set at $2,000. Last Sunday, 35-year-old April Marie Watson was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Her bond was set at $300. On Saturday, 55-year-old Lloyd Black of Omaha was arrested in Mills County for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And a week ago, 30-year-old Keith James Charlier of Blanchard was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for a probation violation. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that at around 2:10 a.m. Thursday, 30-year-old Montana Wayne Krupa was arrested. The Essex man was taken into custody on a warrant for probation violation and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 cash bond. Page County Sheriff's Office assisted in that arrest. A Council Bluffs police officer investigated a reported burglary in progress Wednesday night was slightly injured when the suspect attempted to disarm the officer. Authorities said Thursday the incident happened around 9 p.m. Wednesday at 2924 Avenue D. When officers arrived and attempted to arrest 51-year-old Mike Snyder of Council Bluffs, Snyder, who was allegedly intoxicated and irate, attempted to disarm one of the officers on scene. The officer suffered a cut to his hand in the scuffle but did not require medical treatment. Snyder was taken into custody after a brief struggle and taken to the Pott County Jail, where he was booked on charges that include attempting to disarm a police officer, serious assault on a police officer, and interference with official acts. And a man in his 30s was being sought in connection with an incident of assault involving a cutting tool in Council Bluffs. Police say that around 3:50 p.m. Wednesday, officers spoke with a 15-year-old male who'd been assaulted with a knife. The unidentified victim said he was in the area of 25th Street and Avenue D when he was approached by a white man who struck the teen with a sharp object thought to be a box cutter. The assailant, who was described as wearing a dark-colored stocking cap and coat, left the scene following the incident, which remains under investigation. Anyone with information about that assault is asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-7867. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.